Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Sister Gayatri, a very, very warm welcome to this exciting program, actually, Seeing Into Being. So very welcome to join us. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's lovely being with you.
Okay, so we're going to take you into an adventure. This is like coming to the doors of heaven, and we want you to lead us into the new world. My first question to you, as you understand, this project is fairly initially also visionary. The seeing part of it is quite important. And my first question to you will be, if I tell you Golden Age, Satyug, the new world, what are you seeing based on your own personal experiences and visions, dreams, meditations, whatever? So on basis of your own personal experiences, Golden Age, New World, what do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you smell?
Well, first of all, I think how I see matters. Because I think my ability to see with my mind and heart, it's the only window I have on life. And so if I were to look with my mind and my heart, what I would see inside of my soul would perhaps be the same I would see when I look at others' soul. And that is, I feel there's a blueprint of a golden aged state of being that is intrinsic in every soul. And then, if this is true, if what I'm seeing is true, then every soul, I, the soul, at some point of time in my life, would have experienced this golden aged state as a living reality. And if I were to look in the world to see how I connect this golden state of an inner reality in terms of what I connect to most, is I can get glimpses of it in fairy tales in which we are told, you know, the fairy tales open with long, long ago and tend to end with happily ever after. And when I think of fairy tales, I think of them as ways to preserve spiritual heritage, or maybe even cultural heritage. And so they also carry a strong message that in this long, long ago and happily ever after, we're actually touching this blueprint of a golden aged state of being within us, so that we can transform ourselves accordingly and consequently the conditions to live in a world that would be better. And actually, I think of a very beautiful a few lines that I read somewhere, and it actually describes this a little bit, because the world that we're living in, perhaps we don't see it as the place to create this golden aged state of being. But these lines actually moved me to think that it is in this very world that the blueprint of this golden aged state of being can, we can reconnect to. And the lines are, in the dust lies genius and glory, but everyday talent will pay. It's only the old, old story, but the piece is repeated each day. And so that's how I tend to see the golden aged state with my mind and my heart, and to see it as a blueprint intrinsic in every human soul.
Wow, you obviously have been thinking about it a little bit. Thank you for
I have.
Thank you. You did your homework. Wonderful. Actually, we're far from just watching a little poster of Lakshmi Narayan with birds flying around. That's obviously something. So you're saying we have this kind of the structure, the blueprint is already there, and you see that blueprint connecting with our day-to-day life right now. So we have to emerge it. And when do you know that you are connecting with that blueprint and not just with a little better part of you being stimulated by Baba Smriti or by extra toli you had on that day? So when do you know you're really connecting with the blueprint within you?
Well, for me personally, I connected with this, with glimpses. You see, the blueprint is such that it's there in its whole form. And what happens in my spiritual process is that I connect to this blueprint by having glimpses of it at different periods of time in my journey. And, you know, again, the example that I think of what's happening to me is, again, of what happens to people in the world. So, like, you know, we talk about this theory of of gravity, for instance. So, you know, like Newton, how did he understand? How did he even think of gravity? How did he even begin to think of gravity? Perhaps it was the apple that fell on his head. And so suddenly this thing hit him, and then suddenly he was led or even forced to see that something was happening there by just this apple falling on his head. And then that led him to the awakening of something that was within him that he explored further. So I think that this unfolding of our this blueprint within us is not something that we sit and strategically say, you know, now I'm going to sit and plan with my intellect how to create this golden age state, because the blueprint is within me. But I think there's sudden moments that we something happens and it gets awakened and we get a glimpse of it. And so this is how I have been having glimpses of mine, is on my spiritual journey, that it you know, glimpses of it kept happening. And if you want, I could share a few of these with you of how that occurred.
Yes, and also, yes, start with that, and I have a few more questions.
Or you could ask me the question before I share them.
Continue on the line that you're thinking. So what are those little examples you have in mind?
Well, I think for me, when I reflected on what these glimpses were, I think the apple falling on my head, or the something happening that awakened me to pay attention to these glimpses, was when I was doing the Raj Yoga course. I thought to myself as I was listening to the knowledge that it was connecting me to a part of me that was very rich, whether you call it the original self or the authentic self. But the actual teachings were reconnecting me to that real part of me. But what I also saw, that it wasn't just a reconnection to a static blueprint, but it was a reconnection to a blueprint that contained living memories. So those memories were being awakened. And so it was like a little bit of a poetry I'll use here. It's like when I would listen to the teachings, it was as though the teachings became colors that started coloring me and awakening these memories. And these memories started painting a picture inside of me. And so it was as if, we use this word divine insight. So it was as if the divine insight of my intellect became like a paintbrush. And as the memories were awakened, the paintbrush then began to paint the picture inside of me
of what this original golden age state of being was like. And then what was also happening, I think, and this is the exciting piece for me, was that this was happening at the confluence of the insight and a foresight. So it was as if the insight was painting this picture of what the teachings were saying, but it was taking me forward. It was asking me to look at myself with a foresight, like looking at myself in the future. And I'll share a few glimpses of how this worked out for me. When I first heard the lesson of Raj Yoga, I heard about time. I heard about the confluence age. And immediately, the picture that got painted inside of me is, wait a minute, here I have an opportunity to change my relationship with something like time. And when I looked at my relationship with time, it was as if my relationship with time was with a clock. And so I moved away from having a relationship with a clock to having a relationship with time. And so it was as if time became my new friend, and I began to trust that time will be there for me at every second. But what was also amazing in looking at time as auspicious and time as transformational and time as elevated, it was as if I began to see that in every minute there was the whole world moving with a cyclical movement. And within the cyclical movement, it was like clockwise movement. I was also able to hear the call to my purpose. And so that was like a glimpse of looking at time from within a perspective of a golden aged state of being, that suddenly time became the most elevated thing that I could have as a friend. The second glimpse, I think, that fascinated me was the glimpse of being alive. You know, we talk about life, we talk about living before, we talk about lifestyle. But this concept of being alive for me was another glimpse of this golden aged state of being. And it was like before I heard about soul consciousness, it was as if my eyes were kind of closed, they were shut. And like I was living, I was walking around with shut eyes, and I was walking around in a state of oblivion or darkness. But when I heard about this word of soul consciousness, it was as if my eyes flew open. I was able to focus on myself as a fully lit inner light, and that created within me a joy, but the joy was of being alive. And of course, I couldn't hold that all the time. I just had a glimpse of it. And then when I would return to that state of oblivion or darkness, then I would not like it. The joy, as it were, would be taken away. And so this whole thing of being soul conscious and keeping your eyes open became very meaningful to me, because then this is when the seeing mattered most to me. This is when I was able to see what was happening to me when I was fully alive, and how if that flame kept burning, the joy would increase, and then the joy would also be transmitted through my eyes into the world. But it was very interesting. There came a point in which, or in my earlier days, I used to say, well, how do I sleep? Because when I close my eyes, I may go back into this state of oblivion, because I will go back into that state of darkness. But then the glimpse of, even when you close your eyes and you are asleep, but if that joy remained in you, the actual closing of the eyes and going to sleep became a room, as it became a room of light as well. And so you were actually lifted into that room of light. And I remembered waking up one morning feeling, I'm alive, I'm alive. And it was as if the world was echoing back to me, you are alive, you are alive. Now live a life of joy and rejoice in happiness. So those are two of the glimpses I had of this golden age state of being. I also had one of God, and I also, maybe this is the one I want to share with you. I also had a glimpse of relationships, but what I saw as this golden age state of relationships was like, and you would like this, Eric, it was like the great walls on the world stage, in which the earth was the floor, the sky was the ceiling, and the rest of the elements created this ambiance conducive to a ballroom. But the core elements for me for a golden aged relationship were to control my sense of wanting things to happen as they should happen, of people to be what they want to be. So I had to control that and to allow a cohesiveness to replace it. I also felt for relationships is that I had to have, just as if you were doing a dance, I had to have an inner preparedness, but I also had to be aware of the outer expressions of it if I'm going to be interacting with another. But the most beautiful thing for me when it came to this dance of relationships was the style and the elegance. And so for me, if there's style and elegance in a relationship, then the movements must be according to the rhythms of the style and the elegance in the relationships. And so I think that for me, this was the most fundamental shift of the golden age state of being, is to master the dance of learning the rhythms of relationships, but to let the rhythms be connected to the song divine, let it be connected to the teachings that I had access to, that was teaching me the profound shift that had to happen that was relational. And, you know, just as in a dance you have to follow certain etiquette, I realized that in relationships I have to follow certain codes of conduct. But the attention to me was on synchronizing personalities, harmonizing intentions, aligning specialties, and fusing feelings. And for me, this is what a golden-aged relationship is all about. And I'm not saying that it happens to me all the time, but what I'm saying, the blueprint is within me of how to achieve such elegance and style in relationships. So these are a few of my glimpses of what a golden-aged state of being is, and also the expression of it in the world that I live.
Wow. Well, obviously you've been, as I said, thinking quite deeply about it, and I really appreciate it. I hope everyone can enjoy the layer that you're touching on, this experience of being in a state of golden age it's being, you know, really, because it's obviously not like the talking about the color of the birds and the taste of the mango and the weight of your crown. That doesn't seem to be your main preoccupation for the new world, right?
Yes, because I was thinking of it, as you know, I said earlier, as a blueprint that's latent in every human soul. So that Satupradhan state or that golden aged state is played out no matter what point of the cycle they take their first birth in. That would
like
be the playing out today.
And I like the way you're putting into context your insights with the way they redesign your personality today or your efforts in a way today to be aligned with that golden age state of being. I hope everyone can enjoy that beautiful design that you've made into that layer of understanding, because golden age could be sometimes a little bit naive vision of, you know, birds singing for us and beautiful fruits in the trees and deities walking, floating, and smiling all day long, I think it could be beautiful. And that's a sign of Golden Age. But the one you're really talking about regarding this blueprint is to look at the Golden Age already within the recording of the soul and try to align ourselves with that recording. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And to know that at this moment in time, the Golden Age is in the making. And to just be thinking of the Golden Age in the future and not to be engaged in the actual making of it would be a loss.
Right, totally. So I know there will be many more questions I'd love to ask you, but looking at the time, how about you transpose all these insights into a state of being for all of us at the moment in the form of little meditation together, and we'll transform the clock of time into a state of, you know, playing with time and the vision of the future being based on the harmony of the style and, you know, the refinement of our relationships on the walls of your beautiful room that I did like very much. So how about we go into an experience with you for a few minutes?
And you want me to do a meditation commentary now?
Yeah, meditation commentary for a few minutes. Just sharing your thoughts where we reflect with you on that state of mind, state of being.
Be silent in your mind. Silent in your senses. And also silent in your body. When all these are silent, don't do anything in that state. Truth will reveal itself to you. It will appear in front of you, and it will ask you, what do you want? And your response? Show me my innate blueprint of my golden aged state of being. Reveal to me the divine nature of I, the soul. Express through me actions that are poetic. Create in me thoughts that are elevated. And let my heart be consumed with feelings that are pristine and pure. And let me, in this state, listen to the sweet, melodious sounds of birds singing. And let me connect in harmony with the whole. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Gayatri. Really deep appreciation for allowing us to really reflect on a deep level about the future.